We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Drive to right. There's a base hit and then some. Out goes Frazier to give the Bucs the early lead. Adam Frazier's third.
As I was saying, be aggressive with this guy. Charge after him early on and see if we get some balls out of the ballpark.
Perfect scouting report.
Cabell hit a triple here, Greg. Lopez isn't doing that on himself.
Fly ball to center field. Hit deep at the fence, and it is off the glove of the center fielder, Garcia. Serpico into third with a triple, and it is 5-0.
Swinging a ball fisted out towards second, caught on the fly by Adam Frazier, and the ball game is over. The Pirates, with their major league leading seventh shutout, they shut out the White Sox 7-0.
And the Pirates keep rolling. Game was never in doubt, up 6-0 after two. Trevor Williams goes 7 shutout winning innings, and the Pirates go for a mini sweep of the lowly White Sox a couple hours from now. We're here at PNC Park outside on Federal Street, which is a story in and of itself, Ron. I wasn't sure we'd be back here after our traditional opening day broadcast. I thought the Penguin season might stretch into the middle of the May or even later, and
well,
by then,
didn't.
Where would the Pirates be in the standings?
It didn't, and look at now at the Pirates in the standings. They're in first place today, Andrew. Percentage points ahead of Milwaukee. Who saw this coming? I sure didn't. 24-17, taking advantage of some bad competition. They have a game against the White Sox today, 4 against San Diego, which as of this minute is 10 games below 500, 17-27. And then 3 next week against Cincinnati, which is 15 below 500, 14-29. But I do think it's worth pointing out, we talk about how the Pirates have done well against bad competition, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they are against the Cubs, Cardinals, and Brewers so far this year?
Give it to me.
7-2. That's good competition.
Yeah.
2-1 against the Cubs. 2-1 against Milwaukee, and you remember they swept St. Louis here 3-0. Now, they still got to play each of those teams 16 more times. And so they got to have a tough stretch ahead. But 7-2 against the three teams that they're competing with in the division. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
No, that's really good.
And the division has been in seasons in which they had success. Go back to 2015 when they won 98 games. They were terrible against the division. They win the division if they have a decent record against the Reds that year, a last-place outfit. So that is a departure from things in the past. They take care of business against these three last-place teams, the White Sox, Padres, and Reds.
They're awful teams. They're just awful.
Then I think if they do that, there will be, I think, when they close out the month against the Cardinals and Cubs here at home, there'll be some early juice for those games. Some buzz around the Cubs.
Memorial Day weekend. Game against the Cubs. St. Louis is here that weekend, 4:05 Saturday game. Those are always fun. It's great to take advantage of this schedule. You know, they have, what, six games, eight left against these teams. You know, say you go 6-2 in these last eight games. That's going to put you, 11 games over 500?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
24-17, that matches the 92-team start. The 2015 was under 500 at this point. The last 2 years, obviously, they weren't very good when they reached the quarter point of the season. We knew the McCutchen series was going to get fans back here. Still waiting for fans to come back to watch this team. Last night, 11,827 here at the ballpark.
And it doesn't look like there's going to be – I mean, there's not a lot of activity down here.
Yep.
Now, we're still 2 hours plus away from the game, but we've been down here, Andrew, before games where it's just –
yeah.
Wall-to-wall people,
right.
Enjoying a nice day.
Even on a weekday.
I don't think it's supposed to rain until later in the day, so hopefully they'll be able to get this in and uninterrupted and take advantage of a really bad White Sox team. They may be the worst in baseball. I think they are.
They are.
10-28 yep. Going into today.
They just put some new fangled, some new update to PNC Park yesterday where they wanted to announce it in style, so Bob Nutting came out of the woodwork to be a part of it. And I think a few reporters caught up to him. I know Rob Biertemple did. And he asked Nutting at that engagement yesterday, at that ceremony, about the fans embracing this team again and getting over the offseason. And this is what Nutting said, quote, "There's no question the weather early on was a huge challenge. I think the average temperature was 38 degrees in April. I hope people come out and support a team that's playing well and an organization that is 100% together, trying to provide the players' resources, team, and focus for these guys to win every game they can." So he's saying that, you know, they're committed to the cause, and he's asking, when will the fans be? Will they get on board? And that is going to be a story, Ron, as long as the Pirates are winning. When are the fans going to get on board?
We're past the quarter pole now, so it's not just necessarily say it's early. I do agree to a certain extent the weather was awful in April and early part of May. No doubt about that. But I still think he's got a ways to go to sell people about his commitment to winning here. Now, the only way they can get fans back is to shut up, keep their mouth shut, and win games, and that's what they're doing. And I give them a lot of credit for it.
The commitment shouldn't matter if the team's in first place.
Absolutely not. That shows you're committed to me, but I don't know that the fans believe
that. They don't.
That.
They obviously
and I,
don't.
And I get that. I get that. But, you know, all you can do is win your games. That's the only thing – that's their number one challenge, is to win games. And they, right now they are. They're 7 games over .500. That's a pretty good clip.
They're in first place. I did not think that I would show up here again this year to do a show with you and have a first-place team to talk about. I thought at this point in the year, I'm looking at the standings now, they'd have Tampa's record, which is 18-22, Detroit's 19-22. I thought they'd have a record like that, that was emblematic of a rebuilding team that's not bad enough to get buried in the standings, but one that had more of a mediocre or slightly above-average record.
They got a better record than the Nationals.
Ron, they got a better record.
The Dodgers are 16-25.
Right.
Think about that.
The only teams in the National League with a better record than them right now are Arizona in the West, Philadelphia and Atlanta in the East, and that's it. Three teams. They're the fourth team. So, you know,
now this division's going to be challenging all year long. The Cubs aren't going to go anywhere. The Cardinals. That's why I'm looking forward to next week's games. Cardinals and Cubs in here. Over Memorial Day weekend.
I think really when you talk about when does the buy-in start from fans, I think you've got two types of fans out there right now who are still staying away. You've got the fan that is angered by what the team has done to put it, the methods they use to put a team on the field. The payroll is $88 million. It's 27th in Major League Baseball. The people that will cite those numbers before they talk about where they are in the standings. So you've got those fans who I think are very difficult to persuade and convince.
And no matter how much they win, it's not going to change.
Right.
And then I think there's a certain element out there that actually hopes that they lose.
Yes.
To prove their point.
And then I think you've got the other group of fans who and their attendance is down from last year now. This is not going back to 2015. From last year, their attendance is down 32%.
And it was much worse before the weekend when McCutchen came in. Yeah, I think the PG has the numbers in their paper this morning. Last year, they averaged 23-2 to this point. Now they're averaging 16.
Right.
That's a significant drop.
And so the other group of fans, and I would call myself, I think I am in line with these fans, even though it's not keeping me from going to games. I think there are fans who think that this team right now is overachieving. Who don't want to get in yet, who still think that 41 games is not enough to get a clear picture of how good the team is. You know, we've had similar teams at the beginning of the Clint Hurdle era that were like this. The 2011 team, his first year here, I think was in first place at the All-Star game and then ended up losing 90 games. The 2012 team, which had that epic collapse.
Yeah,
in September.
11 and 12 had major collapses, no doubt. But
right.
It's not early anymore, though. A quarter pole is not early. And again, I know we keep talking about what they've done against bad competition. Well, 7-2.
Those three teams is pretty impressive. I'm still not convinced that they're a good team. I thought Mulsey actually threw out a good question the other day when he asked, "Do you think right now that this team is going to finish above or below .500?" And to me, that's still. Which way would you go on that?
Well, they're going to have to get awfully bad to finish below .500. If they just play .500 baseball the rest of the way, What will they be? I'd have to do the math.
24-17
Yeah, play so, 500 okay. baseball. The rest, say they finish seven or six games over okay, 500,
so
80, eight games.
So 85-77 If they played 500 the rest of the way, 85-77
I don't think that is unrealistic at this point, but I would say probably at this point over. And I was a guy that picked them for 74 to start the season. Now, I'm not going to predict they're going to win the division. I'm not even going to say they're going to finish second or third. They could finish fourth. But for them not to finish 500 at this point is going to be quite the collapse.
Yeah. Well, I'm still teetering on that. I think they're probably, off the top of my head right now, a team that wins between 78 and 82 games. That's where I am. Because I do think that there are still a lot of concerns. You got pleasant surprises like Corey Dickerson and Cervelli, who have been outstanding.
How about
Trevor Williams? I can't leave him out.
You
That's
keep saying he's a down the rotation starter. He's pitching like an ace
now. He
Absolutely,
is.
He's kept them in every game he's pitched.
I do think that there are some questions about how long he can do this, though. His strikeout numbers are super low. He's gotten lucky in terms of batting average, balls in play, way different from last year. I don't want to get too analytical here on him. But
I was impressed last night. He got into trouble in the fourth and fifth.
Too.
First and third, nobody out. He gets out of it. Lead off double, nobody. They get out of it.
I would love to look this up. They have spent 22 days in first place. From 2013 to 2015, how many days do you think they spent in first place total?
2013 to 15?
Probably not many. With the way the Cardinals won the division those years?
Even when they won 98 games, weren't in first place.
So they've spent almost a month in first place, and I think a lot of fans continue to treat them like a last-place team. When will that change? When will you buy in? What will it take? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Let's get some of your thoughts in. We got Bob Nutting talking about the team's attendance and how weather was the big problem, but they're committed to winning, and he wants to know when you're going to get committed to showing up. 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, reminding you to text responsibly. Plus, you can tweet us at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. It's Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.